Hello, I'm Lori Watanabe, the editor of Mobility Management. Welcome back to our Mobility Management podcast. And today I'm joined by Tina Rossler from BodyPoint to discuss the importance of upper extremity support in creating the best, most functional seating outcomes. Tina Rossler, PTMS, is very well known in the industry as a respected physical therapist, author, and international presenter. Tina earned her BS in health studies and her MS in physical therapy from Boston University's Sargent College of Health and Rehabilitation Sciences, and she has held leadership roles in education and business development. Tina was a longstanding member of the Clinician Task Force and currently is BodyPoint's Director of Clinical and Business Development. And our podcast is sponsored by BodyPoint. BodyPoint dedicates their work to wheelchair positioning for thousands of very important reasons, their users. For 30 years, they've created improved connections between wheelchairs and people. From shoulders to feet, BodyPoint offers a range of thoughtfully designed postural supports in sizes to fit pediatric and adult users. Tina, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being with me.
Hi, Lori. It's great to be with you again and able to talk to you in person. It's been a while, so I'm really excited to move forward with our podcast today.
When I was doing, you know, some background work in preparation for this podcast, I mean, BodyPoint is renowned across the world for its positioning supports for people who use wheelchairs. And seriously, among the things I've always admired about BodyPoint's products is exquisite attention to detail. I'm obsessed about the weave of your belts, for instance. Everything from the belts to the design of the buckles just feels very mindful and very purposeful. And so today we're going to be focusing on upper extremity support, which is great because I don't know that it always gets the level of attention that it should. For example, we hear a lot about positioning and stabilizing the wheelchair user's pelvis, understandably. But of course, upper extremities are such a critical component of function, whether you're talking about self-propelling a manual wheelchair to performing many, many mobility-related activities of daily living. So Tina, my first question to you is, as a longtime seating and positioning specialist, why is it so important to you to position the upper extremities as well as you can? So what functions are you trying to support or make possible or preserve by optimally positioning arms and hands? And what are some problems we might see from poorly positioned upper extremities?
So, Lori, I think it's a really important question to ask because I think we spend a lot of time, and I have myself as well, focusing really on the seating and wheeled mobility part. So when I used to think about upper extremities, it was all about function and active motion and pushing the wheelchair. But what I've learned over the years is that the importance of upper extremity support, especially for people with upper extremity paralysis or just limited function, becomes really critical. Lack of support can actually cause more pain and dysfunction over time. Or if I have the opportunity to regain function, say after a neurological event or an injury, proper support of that upper extremity is going to help facilitate proprioception. It's going to help provide some opportunities for active or passive range of motion. So it's really important, really from a prevention and an intervention standpoint. When we're looking at positioning the upper extremity, we really want to strive for what we call the open packed position of the shoulder. Now, it's not a position that's easily achieved in the seated position, but we can come close. We really want the shoulder joint basically to be in a position where all of the muscles around the shoulder, the neck, the rotator cuff are in their most relaxed position, so that I don't have a lot of tone, I don't have pain, I don't have structures pulling against each other to cause things like subluxation. So it's really supporting the entire upper extremity from the shoulder, elbow, forearm, and hand.
Okay, so my next question, I think, kind of covers or overlaps a little bit of what you've just said, because I wanted to ask about how we identify when upper extremities aren't positioned properly. And you've all already talked a little bit about seeing somebody who's sort of dangling, who isn't mindfully positioned. So what indications should we look for in clinic, for example, or what questions can we ask wheelchair riders to determine if they're not properly positioned or optimally positioned during the day? Because maybe you're just seeing them in a snippet of time. You're seeing them maybe in the morning when they're pretty well rested and, you know, they're very alert. But are there any questions we can ask to determine whether they're having positioning problems later in the day? And you also mentioned, you know, the importance when there's paralysis involved. I did want to ask if there's any diagnoses such as stroke maybe, where we should automatically be thinking, yep, we want to ask about upper extremity positioning.
Yeah, Lori, there's a couple of questions that I would really kind of ask is, first of all, if I see the person, it's a little bit intuitive, actually, to most of the therapists that you'll talk to. You want to kind of look at the person in the chair and how they're sitting, whether their arms are supported or not. I like to look at the shoulders and make sure they're level, or are someone sitting with their arms in their lap? And it seems like there's a lot of stretching or pulling going on at the neck area. And the most important question I ask the user is, are you comfortable? And are you having any pain, and where is it? Because that can go a long way. It's very subtle sometimes, and people don't necessarily relate neck and shoulder pain or even hand dysfunction to lack of upper extremity support. You brought up stroke, and for sure, it is probably the number one cause for upper extremity dysfunction due to neurological issues, previous injuries, poor positioning. The research actually shows that about 82% of people with stroke develop upper extremity pain. So it's pretty significant. And we haven't done a great job, I think, of intervening with the upper extremity for someone with stroke. It kind of gets secondary treatment after everything else is dealt with. But it's a quite large problem. Sometimes I'll see these clients months or years after stroke, and you'll see the flex position of the forearm internally rotated and maybe a fisted hand. Hopefully, I can still intervene and try to improve that position for functional reasons. But those contractures and those limitations in range of motion can really wreak havoc on functional activities. Things as simple as cleaning your hands or hygiene, things like getting to your underarm area, or even more importantly, dressing. If I lose a lot of external rotation at my shoulder, it's really difficult to get my arm in a position to get into a sleeve and get that shirt or something over my head. So it's little things like this that we kind of forget about sometimes. The upper extremity, it's not insignificant. It impacts everything that we do. I also don't want to limit it to stroke. I think that's really important. Stroke is going to be the most common thing that we see some of these problems arise in. But ALS, Parkinson's, MS, even spinal cord injury, someone who's maybe incomplete and maybe doesn't have a lot of upper extremity motion, but has sensation and can feel discomfort or pain, or maybe they have biceps, and if their arm is correctly supported on an arm board rather than just a regular armrest, maybe they can utilize their biceps for functional activities, for example. Also, things like traumatic injuries, like brachial plexus injuries. So if you stretch all of those nerves that come out of the brachial plexus that impact the upper extremity, that process of healing is very painful and can take a long time and really requires proper support.
Okay, so we know some of the costs of poor positioning of the upper extremities and how it can reduce function over time or make it more difficult or worsen fatigue. But I really wanted to emphasize something that you've been talking about, because you've been talking about very functional use, very active use of the upper extremities, because it's relatively easy, isn't it, to position somebody in a 90-90-90 position if they're never going to move, if they're just going to statically stay there and you're just taking a snapshot and they look great, you know, everything is where it should be. Their arms are supported. They have a great upright posture. But what you as a therapist want is not just to position someone statically so that you can take a pretty snapshot, but you also need to make sure, don't you, that when they move, they can come back to the original position, that they can move and come and return so they can recover, and that they can move and do all these mobility related activities of daily living and still be properly positioned, I guess, during and after. So now I want to talk about what makes up a great upper extremity positioning system or strategy. What would your strategy look like?
So I think first it has to be defined by the client and what their potential is for either function or recovery and function when you're talking about something like stroke. There will be those people who I am passively positioning in their upper extremities, but it doesn't mean it's any less important, because it really can enhance quality of life, because it's going to reduce pain, the risk for shoulder subluxation and things like that. So sometimes it is a passive approach, but as far as things like promoting recovery of function, we really want to make sure that all areas of the upper extremity are supported. So by supporting the elbow, forearm, and hand in the correct position, you're also supporting the glenohumeral joint, right? So you don't want it too much flexion. You don't want too much adduction. You really want them, again, in that open packed position. So the arms slightly away from the body, the shoulders level and relaxed. And then the forearm and hand, sometimes that will be dictated by tone or by other things going on at the hand and wrist. I want to be able to progressively position that person over time as well. So I don't want something necessarily static. I would also like the device to be more dynamic in nature and allow for progressive positioning. So as that person's tone changes or as they recover function, then that device or that arm support can grow and change with them. Similar to how we think about regular seating systems as well. But I think, again, it gets overlooked a lot when you start talking about the upper extremities. It's kind of the afterthought.
So even for people who are not going to be moving a lot, like you're passively positioning them, like you said, still getting that positioning right is the difference between them feeling pain, which leads to fatigue, or fatigue, which leads to pain, which leads to they want to get out of the wheelchair, right? I mean, it really impacts their sitting tolerance and how long they'll be able to stay upright if they are if they're not being managed so that we get pain and fatigue pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So even if it's a passive positioning of the upper extremity, it does relate to fatigue, to discomfort, to not wanting to be up in the chair. I mean, if you consider if your shoulders are shrugged up to your ears all day because your arm supports are too high, that's going to cause a lot of dysfunction, say, in your neck and all over the place. And the same thing if your arm falls off an armrest and your arm's dangling, that can actually cause muscular damage to the upper extremity and cause things like shoulder subluxation and, in rare but extreme cases, things like shoulder dislocation. So even if I don't have sensation, even if I don't have active motion, all of those things will impact my comfort level, my ability to do different activities during the day and to stay up during the day.
Because gravity is still working against me, right? I mean, if it's pulling you down, even if I'm not moving around a lot, if I'm not positioned in an optimal way and gravity is tugging on me all day long, then by after lunch, I'm done with the wheelchair. I want to go to bed.
Well, and even if you think about it from a safety perspective too, even someone who is not actively moving their upper extremities on a regular basis, the ability to maintain a safe and good posture, say during wheelchair driving, whether I'm doing it with a joystick or with a head control, if my arms are flopping all over or falling off arm supports, it's not very safe. And it is going to affect my whole posture because everything's connected to my trunk, right? So if one arm falls off and I tend to lean to one side, it might be very difficult then to drive my power chair. And maybe if I don't have active motion, I can't reposition myself.
Okay, so that could even make it more difficult for me to reach my powered seating functions. If I'm in a power chair, my arm falls off, or I'm leaning the wrong way, I can't get to the joystick as easily, or my head's out of position for my head array. Because as you said, everything's connected. So once gravity starts tugging you down and the arm falls off the armrest, then you start leaning and pretty soon you're kind of stuck until a caregiver comes to get you and give you some help.
Okay. I also think we need to look at 24-hour positioning of the upper extremity. I go back to stroke in the research that we've looked at, and a lot of it says we want upper extremity positioning, but unfortunately, most of the things you find if you search on the web are things like position with pillows, which is great in a supine or a sideline position, but once you get up in a wheelchair, pillows aren't going to do a lot to really fully support, and they move around. There's no way to keep them on the chair. So we do want to think about in bed, but also in the chair and in any situation that person might be functioning. When you look at the research about all the different variety of products that are out there for upper extremity support, there was actually an interesting study. I can't quote you the author off the top of my head that looked at there are 20, 30, 50 different types of arm supports, mobile arm supports, things that reduce gravity, but they're very rarely utilized. And they found utilization was minimal. There wasn't really any reason for it. Some therapists weren't aware of it. Some users weren't aware of it. Some of the types of supports were either too costly or maybe seemed difficult to use. So there's a lot of information and there's a lot of products out there. I think we're just underutilizing them.
Okay, well, that's a really nice transition to my final question because, Tina, I know that BodyPoint has a new upper extremity positioning system, and I don't want to turn this into a commercial or anything, but I think we've established how important it is for upper extremity positioning to be a major part of that seating clinic, you know, conversation and strategy. So talk to me a little bit about the ModuForm dynamic arm support, because as its name implies, it is dynamic. So it's not just a static, put somebody in there and then they don't move sort of arm support. And can you tell us a few features or benefits that really impress you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will be the first to admit that when I came to work at BodyPoint, they said, Tina, we want your help with finishing up the design and development and showing clinicians this new arm support. I was a little nervous. My involvement in seating positioning, as you know, and a lot of people know, has really been focused on custom manual mobility, seating, wound care. And I will admit that as a clinician, I often didn't pay the attention to the upper extremity that I should. So I was amazed by the response when I actually took this product out in prototype. So the ModuForm is a unique product. And what we have found is it really fills a gap between like a standard contoured arm support and more sophisticated arm supports like true mobile arm supports. It is a modular system that supports the elbow, forearm, and hand. You're able to position each of those components separately to really meet the unique needs of the client. It can be set up in a static fashion. There's also a feature called the pivot plate that allows you to dynamically and actively do range of motion into internal and external rotation of the shoulder. And then you can also lock that in various positions, like for transport or if someone's just at rest. And same thing with the hand piece. The hand piece is really unique. It is not your typical like palm or rest or palm support where your hands are face down. If you think about how you're sitting with your hands now, or I have my arms on my office chair, my hands aren't flat down on my desk. I'm kind of sitting up on my pinky finger. My hands are more in a position like I'd be grasping something, almost like grasping a can. So the position of what we call the flex fingers is really meant to be a more anatomical resting position of the hand. There's various sizes based on kind of the median size of an adult male or adult female hand size. And the other unique feature that we have found successful in a few cases already is the flex finger. So the finger portion is a straight area, but if I have tone or if I push against it, it actually moves and flexes, but gently pushes my fingers back to a more straight position. So hopefully over time, it will prevent those contractures of the hand. And it acts similar to the same idea of like a dynamic splint, which there's been some really good studies on that show dynamic splinting of the hand can help prevent contractures. So it's kind of around the same idea. So the key points of it are that there's 3 points of control. It's adjustable for the individual, allows for progressive positioning, and can be used in a dynamic fashion. So we're really excited about the benefits of it, and we're really starting to see those already. So we're really excited to watch this product grow.
Okay, so it sounds like the ModuForm gives you, as a clinician, the ability to kind of dial in that arm positioning, not only in a more active, natural position to begin with, but it gives you more, as you said, more points that are adjustable, that you can adjust if you'd like to, so that you can be more precise with your upper extremity positioning. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely. So it's custom configurable to that client's position, but also changeable over time, which is nice. One of the biggest benefits I've seen while trying to fit a client is often you'll see with your standard contoured arm supports, you often have to pick the size of the forearm and then you add a hand pad on top. Your sizes are limited, so you're picking a range that is as close as possible to the length of the forearm and hand combined. So oftentimes you'll see someone whose elbow is not really in the proper position. It's either too far forward or it's too far back. The nice thing about the ModuForm is because each of the pieces can also adjust separately, I don't have to choose a length. I'm always going to be able to make the correct length of the forearm, wrist, and hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. It allows you to dial it in better. Yeah. And we get away from what I've always thought of like the Lincoln Memorial positioning where the, you know, everything is very 90 degree and he just looks very uncomfortable sitting there with the hands flat. But, and I love the fact that, again, you're taking into account that movement is a good thing, that giving people the ability to move, but then getting them back to an optimal position afterwards. So if they have some tone, it just doesn't kind of deteriorate from there. You have the ability to kind of move them back into the original position so they can remain functional. But that dynamic movement can help with contractures and that sort of thing. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, both the dynamic movement and the ability to progressively position. I think both things work in concert with each other to really provide the optimal support.
Okay, so if you've got a situation where somebody is going to either progress through a condition, or maybe it's just aging with a disability, right? I mean, it's both happen. You as the clinician can continue to sort of fine-tune or adjust as the person changes without having to go through the whole authorization and funding and justification process for a brand new armrest. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. So that's the nice thing, is it can move with the client and grow with the client, age with the client. And that's one of the biggest benefits that I've seen.
Okay. And this would be available for both power and manual wheelchair users?
Yep. It will fit on. So far, we haven't found a chair it won't fit on. So we have different brackets based on the type of armrest you have, based on the diameter. It's always the trickiest part of everything BodyPoint does, is trying to interface with every other wheelchair manufacturer out there. But so far, we've been successful.
You have very precise components, but you have to be universal as far as being able to match up to everybody else, right? You have to play well with all the other equipment out there.
Right. And I'd also like to say that this product is very different from all of the other products BodyPoint's been known for. It's the same in the fact that we spent a lot of time in the engineering and development and the way it functions and its durability. But I think people are surprised also to see this from BodyPoint, because they think of straps and harnesses and belts and pelvic positioning. So again, I'm really excited to show this to people.
And is it currently available?
It is currently available in the United States and in a few other international countries. And our full launch will be happening at ISS.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much, Tina, for talking to me about upper extremity support and for introducing us to the Moduform Dynamic Arm Support. I wanted to also add, there's much more information on Moduform on BodyPoint's special Moduform Hub at www.moduformhub.com. That's www.moduformhub.com. And I was checking out the hub and I saw a PDAC letter, an FAQ sheet, order forms, a brochure, among many other resources. So check that out. And my thanks today to Tina Rossler for her time and to BodyPoint for sponsoring this podcast. Mobility management podcasts are available for listening and downloading on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. The best way to make sure you don't miss any episodes is to subscribe. And you can also listen on our website at mobilitymgmt.com. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll be back again soon.